Hello, everyone. Welcome to Angel Investing, Change Your Family's Financial Tree. I'm your host, John, and today we're going to talk about the Robinhood app. But before we get into that, don't forget to hit that follow or subscribe button because this information is case sensitive, meaning you could have less than 90 days to act on this information before they raise all their funds and the opportunity is lost. That's why I want you to hit those buttons. Okay, without further ado, let's dig into this Robinhood app. So Robinhood has been around for quite a while now, but I think they've been getting a little bad rap. I want to clear up a few things and then dig into this, why I think it's very beneficial for you to have this Robinhood app. Well, the first thing is pretty obvious. You get a free stock. And so what that means is that if you use my link in the description below, I no longer qualify for a free stock. But if I did, when you signed up, I would get a free stock. And then, of course, you would get a free stock. But if you're new to Robinhood and you don't know anything about it or maybe heard a little bit about it, then basically, if you get a stock and you sign up, and then if you know a friend or family member and they sign up, they get a stock, and then you can get up to $500 worth of a free stock, which is pretty good. And basically what they're doing is they're competing with E-Trade and Webull. And so that's why they keep sweetening the pot, because they know once they have you for basically a lifetime, in the long run, they're going to get their money back. So for them, it's really not a big deal to give out all these free stocks, but for you and I, an extra $500 with the potential growth on those stocks is definitely huge. I know I enjoyed it. So, but one of the things I like about Robinhood also is that you can buy cryptocurrency, and that includes Bitcoin, Litecoin, and Ethereum. And so those are the top three, and I constantly buy cryptocurrency because I believe that in the future we're not going to have paper money anymore, and it's just basically going to go away. We're just going to use our phone like we do with everything, click on a QR code, and off to the races we go. I mean, with Bitcoin, there's probably over 200 places that take cryptocurrency, and that includes Subway. Now, right now, Robinhood is offered in the USA and the UK. But I'm going to leave a link in the description below, and I'm going to set you up for something that's called Forex trading. And so you can click on that link and see if that's something that you're going to be interested in looking at, because I know that I have quite a few international folks out there, and I want to make sure that I gave you something. At least you can click on it, check it out, and see if that's something that you're interested in. I don't get anything out of that, but you can click on that link and definitely check it out. And I don't get anything out of that Robinhood link because I've already hit my max on that. So also, it's nice you can trade with your phone with the Robinhood app. And then it is free. It doesn't cost any money for buy and a sell. I know just the last couple of years, E-Trade brokerage would actually charge you for every time you did a buy and you did a sell. But now that all these apps are coming up with Robinhood and Webull, and there's a couple other ones out there, that they were basically forced to give you all the services for free, which makes it great. And then, of course, you can have reoccurring deposits, so you can have money taken out of accounts and put in there, so you can get yourself a nice little nest egg. So that's definitely something that you want to check out for sure. And then, like I said, I'll leave a link in the description below for the Robinhood link. And then I will also leave a link for that international Forex trading if you want to check that out. And then one more thing, a lot of people are getting, you know, freaked out. They're getting some negative vibes on the GameStop and basically what happened. All these gamers tried to, you know, give a punch in the face to Wall Street and, you know, basically got behind their computers, and Wall Street lost a lot of money. And then Robinhood turned around and said, well, we're not going to let you buy. And a lot of people got upset about that. Well, you were able to sell if you bought into it, But there's a lot of things in the background that happened, and basically Robinhood decided that they would not get involved with the trading on that. And then there was another one, I think it was also, maybe it was AMD. But the biggest thing I want to cover here is, you see a lot of people on YouTube that have these young guys, they're, you know, 30 years old, they're showing $1 million in the Robinhood app, and then they're not supporting it anymore, and they're not showing it and doing all this stuff. And the reality is that you are federally insured up to $250,000. So you should not have more than $250,000 in a Robinhood app, because after that, you're not insured. And so what happens is these young whippersnappers get on YouTube and they do all this stuff, and they show you their phones and how they're making, you know, $13,000 per quarter, you know, all these dividends. And then they find out there's some little hiccup in the road where GameStop and Robinhood wasn't going to honor it, and they're not doing the trades, and then they freak out. Well, first of all, they should never have more than $250,000 in any one account, because you want to make sure it's insured, and that means that they don't have this experience like they say they do. All they're doing is they're showing you this Robinhood app with their money in it, and they're getting all these payouts from YouTube. They're depositing in there, and it makes them look all nice and big and snazzy, and then they freak out when this stuff happens. Well, there's a little interesting tidbit about a Robinhood that you should know about. They are basically financially backed by Elon Musk, and they went to him when they were having problems, when all this GameStop went down, and Elon's like, "I got your back," because he's all about the people, and he's all about having people be able to change their lives and have the financing available in each individual. So he's, you know, really not for these big brokerage firms, he's for the little guy. And so Elon Musk is the second richest man in the world, and he basically says, "I got your back, Robinhood, so don't worry about it." So the point I'm making here is that Robinhood is secure. You don't have to worry about that. But they are also the gatekeeper. So if they don't want to do something, they don't necessarily have to. If you look at your terms and agreements, there's things in there that basically make it so that they can not allow you to trade a certain stock. For example, XRP, you cannot trade on Robinhood on that, because of the SEC was getting involved with XRP, and there were some funny things going on. And so really what it is Robinhood is protecting you. And a lot of people are thinking, well, Robinhood is controlling me. And the fact is, they're not really controlling you. They're trying to protect the asset of everything. And so when funny money happens and these things happen behind closed doors, you could lose a ton of money. And so they're kind of the big brother looking out for you, in a sense. So if you're just doing your normal trading, you're going to be fine. So just don't get into these hype things like GameStop and all that, because, you know, quick gains, quick losses. So, but anyways, I wanted to touch base on that. This goes to the YouTube channel. So you can either get it here on the podcast, or you can pop over to YouTube. Check out both of those links. I think you'll find them very interesting, for sure. And appreciate everyone out there. We're almost at 300 subscribers on YouTube, and it's been a month, and so everything's going great. So, but anyways, I hope everybody's having a great day out there. And you know what I like to say, happy trails.